But a further question arises, and with this question we go a little deeper. We start approaching the topic of man's quest for meaning. Why does Manjushri come from the realm of spiritual reality, the realm of archetypal reality? Or, what amounts to the same thing, why did those early Buddhists transfer the Dharma from the realm of historical reality to the realm of spiritual reality? I can begin to answer this question perhaps by referring to our own experience. Suppose we read the Pali scriptures and then read the Mahayana scriptures. Not all of them, of course, but enough of them, enough of the Pali scriptures, just say two or three volumes, enough of the Mahayana scriptures, another two or three volumes, to give us just an experience, just a taste of them. We'll notice that there's a big difference between them. We'll notice that we get something from the Mahayana scriptures that we do not get from the Pali scriptures. Now, I'm not running down the Pali scriptures. The Pali scriptures are unique historical, of unique historical importance. They give us a vivid and deeply moving picture of the life and teaching career of the human historical Buddha. They contain the basic spiritual principles from which all subsequent forms of Buddhism developed. They contain all the basic spiritual practices. They are rich in content and full of inspiration, and they cannot possibly be dispensed with. As Buddhists, we are enormously indebted to them. Humanity, in fact, is indebted to them. They cannot be praised enough, and we cannot be sufficiently grateful to them, to these Pali scriptures. But they are not all sufficing. They don't contain everything that everybody needs. There is some element lacking, some element missing, and we find that missing element in the Mahayana scriptures. And our experience of the Mahayana scriptures is therefore totally different. When we read the Mahayana scriptures, we are emancipated from the contingent and the determinate. We're emancipated from time, space, and causality. We're emancipated from historical reality. And we experience archetypal reality. We experience spiritual reality. We experience myth. We experience the realm of undefined meanings. We encounter the Buddha of the Mahayana. In technical terms, we encounter the Sambhogakaya. We encounter the Bodhisattvas. We encounter Manjushri. Now, why is this experience, why is this sort of experience so important to us? Why is this kind, this type of encounter so important to us? It's important because it puts us in touch with something within ourselves with which we were not previously in touch. It sparks off something that was not previously sparked off, something that the Pali scriptures even were unable to spark off. In other words, the realm of archetypal reality corresponds to something in us. Myth corresponds to something in us. The realm of undefined meanings corresponds to something in us. The Bodhisattvas correspond to something in us. Manjushri corresponds to something in us. So that we come close here to the message of the Tibetan Book of the Dead, when, in the intermediate state, the deceased person is experiencing all sorts of visions, visions of Buddhas, visions of Bodhisattvas, in both their peaceful and their wrathful forms, then what is it that the Lama says, addressing the consciousness, so to speak, of the deceased person? The Lama says, do not be afraid. Recognize them. Recognize all these visions, the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, the wrathful and the peaceful, as your own thought forms, as phenomena of your own true mind. In that way, liberation is attained. In that way, emancipation is attained.